Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willestein of The Press.
A 3.5-hour movie about a troubled architect commissioned to build a community edifice in Doylestown, Bucks County. The movie is 4 hours if you include the 15-minute intermission. Sounds like a fun time at the movies? Well, yes. I saw The Brutalist in IMAX at 8 p.m. on a weekday. My only quibble was that I went to purchase popcorn during intermission. The concession stand was closed. As it turns out, The Brutalist, nominated for 10 Oscars, is a frontrunner at the 67th Academy Awards to be presented March 2nd. The sprawling epic spans some 3 decades, from a 1940s Nazi concentration camp in Germany to 1950s bucolic Bucks County countryside. The movie's title, The Brutalist, refers to a style of architecture known as Brutalism, whereby buildings are massive and typically constructed of concrete. The movie's title symbolizes the personality of the architect and the brutalist, as well as his mentor, and the power politics between the two men. In The Brutalist, Hungarian Jew Holocaust survivor Laszlo Toth, played by Adrian Brody, departs the Buchenwald concentration camp near Weimar, Germany, and emigrates to the United States. His wife and their niece are left behind. Laszlo Toth stays in Philadelphia with his cousin and his cousin's wife, who have a retail furniture business. Laszlo Toth and his cousin are commissioned to renovate the library in the mansion at a Bucks County estate owned by wealthy industrialist Harrison Lee Van Buren, played by Guy Pearce. They are hired by Van Buren's son Harry, played by Joe Alwyn. The results displease Van Buren. Laszlo Toth and his cousin have a falling out. Laszlo Toth descends into poverty and develops a drug addiction. Van Buren makes amends with Laszlo Toth and hires him to design a community center on the Bucks County hillside dedicated to Van Buren's late mother. There's more to the rest of the story, but we'll let you discover that for yourself. What saves The Brutalist, an Oscar nominee as motion picture, from mere melodrama is the operatic direction by Brady Corbett. He's an Oscar nominee as director for The Brutalist. He works again with director of photography Lowell Crawley, editor David Johnson, production designer Judy Becker, and composer Daniel Blumberg. They are all Oscar nominees for The Brutalist. Adrian Brody is magnificent as Laszlo Toth. His performance, an Oscar nominee actor for The Brutalist, is certainly one of the year's best, if not the best. Brody, who received an Oscar for The Pianist as actor, transmits oceans of pain in his ever-expressive face. Guy Pearce, an Oscar nominee as supporting actor for The Brutalist, is scary good as Harrison Lee Van Buren. Felicity Jones, an Oscar nominee supporting actress for The Brutalist, is a revelation as Laszlo Toth's wife. The Brutalist is worth seeing for cinema buffs. Just remember to save some popcorn for intermission. The Brutalist is MPAA rated R for strong sexual content, graphic nudity, rape, drug use, and some language. Opening February 14, Captain America, Brave New World, rated PG-13. Julius Onuk directs Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, Rosa Salazar, Giancarlo Esposito, Liv Tyler, Danny Ramirez, and Shira Haas in the science fiction action film. Sam Wilson is the new Captain America in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and he must unravel the latest nefarious plot. I'm Paul Willestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.